A consensus has emerged that the intelligence in question at the White House meeting between President Trump and two senior Russian officials last week came from Israel. But Russian President Vladimir Putin has said no secrets were shared, and he's prepared to hand over transcripts of that meeting if requested by the White House. Israel has long been a valued source of information on what's happening in the Middle East, as well as what's happening inside Russia. Israeli officials won't confirm that any Israeli intelligence was leaked to the Russians, but Israelis are happy to say no damage was done from the leak that they won't discuss. The Israeli ambassador to the United States told The Times, quote, "Israel has full confidence in our intelligence-gathering relationship with the United States and looks forward to deepening that relationship in the years ahead under President Trump." President Trump is bound for Israel this weekend as part of his foreign trip. Dr. Anat Wolf is a former member of the Israeli Knesset from 2010 to 2013 and a former Israeli intelligence officer.
The intelligence cooperation between the United States and Israel has been growing steadily in the past few years, to the point that recently it's been considered the deepest, the broadest that it's ever been. Israel has repeatedly demonstrated its ability to provide a quality intelligence, certainly on threats in the Middle East, to American interests, and the sharing of intelligence has become more intense in recent years.
Isn't there a bit of a concern, though, that the president would, without warning, share this with the Russians, who are often a source of intelligence? I mean, the Israelis are seen to be a great source of intelligence in the Middle East and Russia. That would be of serious concern, I would think, to Israeli intelligence officials.
So all intelligence agencies always operate with the knowledge that once in a while, and it certainly happened in Israel several times, politicians, leaders will divulge information. They do it for their own interests. If it happens once in a while and it doesn't endanger anything critical, it just happens. The question here, first of all, is this a pattern or was this a single slip up? And of course, the question is how much damage has taken place. Initial reports speak perhaps of an operative, a person who was within the Islamic State. That, of course, would be grave damage, including the possibility of that person himself being ousted, being outed. And other than that, it really remains to be seen how great the damage is and whether the president understands that this is not something that could happen again.
Compared to the Obama administration, there seems to be a lot of satisfaction, shall we say, of the presidency of Donald Trump compared with what happened over the last 8 years. Are you saying that Israelis are inclined to give President Trump some slack here because he seems to be so sympathetic on a range of issues?
No, not because of that. First of all, with all due respect, the United States is a superpower. We're the small country. So we're really, by nature, we give slack to the United States. But more broadly speaking, this is not something that is within Israel's control. We certainly hope that it was a one-time mistake. And beyond that, what we really see is that the United States-Israel relationship under the previous president, under this president, is very strong. I know that people like to personalize the relationship as one between leaders, but at the end of the day, this is a very broad and deep relationship that cuts across issues of security, intelligence, economy, culture, society. So it's never just about the people at the top. It's true that there's a sense that a President Trump is instinctively warm towards Israel, but in terms of what his policies are going to be, I think all Israelis have learned by now that he's unpredictable and it's unclear what his policies are going to be.
Other nations looking at this situation might be inclined to be a little more guarded about and perhaps outraged about what's happened. But part of what's very special about the Israeli relationship with the United States and the Israeli, experience and reputation in intelligence is that you know, going back well before the Iranian Revolution, I mean, the Israelis had the best intelligence in the Middle East because they were almost uniquely capable of turning all kinds of individuals involved in various organizations that declared that, you know, Israel should never exist, that Israel should be pushed into the sea. And yet there were sources within those organizations that became sources of intelligence for Israel. For such a source to be outed is certain death for that source. And whether the Israelis consider that to be serious or not, I would think every other intelligence agency would consider it pretty serious.
If that is indeed the case, that is very serious. There's no doubt about it. The question is, again, is there an understanding in the United States that this is something that happened by mistake, that it should not happen? The big question is, you know, was this a single slip up with the serious repercussions, or should we be looking at a change in what is happening? I think at the moment, also because of the importance and the depth of the relationship, you see also the declarations coming out of Israeli leaders. The tendency is to say we will move forward as before with an understanding that this is deeply, deeply sensitive, and these are the kinds of things that could not easily happen.
But just to be clear, for an Israeli source within an organization like Hamas or ISIS to be turned and then to be publicly outed, that's a death sentence, right?
Oh, certainly.
Dr. Wilf, it's been great speaking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Einat Wilf is a former member of the Israeli Knesset from 2010 to 2013 and a former Israeli intelligence officer.